A much too fast recap of last week's taxi. Louis got this phone call. John had wrecked cab 804.
804?
I was in 804 the night I got held up, you know?
Remember when I started carrying that big gun around for protection?
Just want fair money, son. No games.
Okay, drop it.
Drop it?
Hey, man.
You ain't no fun to stick up, man.
Hey, I saved the guy's life once in 804.
Hey, don't do that!
Okay.
Maybe we're all getting upset for nothing. I mean, we don't know for sure that 804 is totaled.
Hi, everybody. Hey, everything's all right. I'm fine.
Well, we'll know soon enough.
804 is about to go under the wrench.
It's going to take a miracle to save her. I wish it was me that was going under the wrench.
Oh, John. Come on. Don't feel so bad. It was just an accident. Could happen to any of us. Right? Either of us.
You better go to the kid, you better go to the bar.
Oh, what?
We're counting on you, Latka.
I know you can do it. Okay, now take as much time as you need. Now, as much time as you need, right?
Yeah, we know you can do it, buddy.
Yeah. Still say we should have got a specialist.
No, Latka will do fine. He's our man.
Hey, if he can't fix it, nobody can.
Not Lily sees the cab.
Trust. No need for a specialist. I can fix it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I quit.
What?
Let
go!
Go! Latka, you have to quit. Come on, you gotta go get him, boy.
Yeah, Latka, do your best.
Please, Latka, please. Save her, will you? Please.
Put it down, I should have a case of money. Genius. What a case of money. Even to be like any more difficult.
Let's forget about this. I mean, I feel just as bad as any of you, but standing around like this isn't going to help. You want to hear a story about what happened to me in 804?
Yeah.
Well, it's just about this guy I picked up one night. What's wrong?
I thought when it came to passengers, you never,
No, I don't. Well, I mean, you gotta understand. I mean, this was special. You know, there are just certain things in life that a girl can't resist.
Like what?
Well, like an auction. I mean, I hear about an auction and I go crazy, you know? Or a ride in the country. I mean, I love a ride in the country. Oh, nice manners. I adore nice manners.
Elaine, what's this got to do with the guy you picked up?
Well.
Excuse me.
I've got to get to a private auction in the country. Is it possible for you to take me? I know it's a lot to ask.
I get off duty in half an hour. How far is it?
140 miles.
Oh, I don't know. 140. I can make it. This is Cab 804. I'm going to be a little late. I have an out-of-town fare.
Good. How late will you be?
Don't wait up.
Leonardo, huh? It's a good picture.
Come on, that's a terrible picture. My hair wasn't fixed and my eyes are half closed. It's a mugshot.
Listen, maybe everybody asks you this, but how come you're driving a cab?
There was this fat lady once, 4 suitcases and 3 kids. I drove her all the way to New Jersey. Kids were hanging out the windows and she was screaming at the kids to get back inside. 2 of the kids even got sick in the car.
I don't get it.
She's the only one who never asked me why I drive a cab.
Okay. You don't have to tell me.
I only tell special people. The reason I drive a cab is because I'm divorced and I need the extra money. I really work as a receptionist at an art gallery. That gallery is what I really care about.
Listen, the auction that I'm going to is an art auction. Would you like to join me? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that as a come on. No, that's not true. I did mean that as a come on. Would you?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't date a guy that I didn't know. What's your name, anyway?
Mike Belden.
Certainly good to know you, Mike Belden.
Oh, I own a few paintings myself, but mostly I just buy for other people.
I'm still at the renting stage. I get them from libraries, you know. Just having them around the house, you know, changes the whole atmosphere for me. This isn't like me.
What isn't?
I'm still not comfortable about having a passenger right up front.
Passenger? I thought we were friends.
We shouldn't be doing this.
Why not? What are you afraid of?
You know what I mean. It's like, you know, here we are, sharing the same experiences and the same interests. Sort of maybe feeling a little attracted to each other.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a lot.
Maybe a lot.
Good. But it's too perfect, you know? Yeah, we should stop. Something's gonna go wrong.
What are you talking about?
I mean, like, I just know it's gonna turn out you're either married, gay, or crazy. I hit it, didn't I? You're one of those? Married, gay, or crazy?
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, crazy.
Right again.
Thank God.
So we got divorced. I wanted kids, she didn't. Simple as that. I don't know, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm just too old-fashioned, but I still believe in families. How about you?
What is it, a tattoo somewhere that says, I have kids? You knew that. See, you are too perfect. Where are we stopping?
We're here.
Oh, you're kidding. 140 miles goes that fast, huh?
Listen. There's something I gotta ask you.
Great.
It would seem real strange if I had to say goodbye to you right now. So, would you spend the night with me tonight? Look, believe me, I wouldn't rush it like this, but I don't think I'm going to get another chance. So would you spend the night with me tonight?
You mean all night? I'm not being naive. I just want to make sure that I understand you.
All night?
You mean in the same room? Not naive. I'm just checking.
Same room.
You mean just for tonight?
I have to fly to London in the morning.
What about when you come back?
I don't know when I'm coming back. And I'd hate to make a promise I couldn't keep.
You're not so perfect. You don't even know when to lie.
What about tonight?
I can't. Unless there's even the slightest chance that you might not go to London tomorrow.
Okay, there's a slight chance.
Yeah?
No, that's a lie. Now, see, you happy? I'm a liar.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am really sorry. I'm furious at myself is what I am.
I understand. So long.
Guess we can do. Oh, you're sure gonna get remembered, fella.
Hey. Listen, I owe you some money here.
That's right. Thanks.
Here, take this.
$100?
No, please take it.
Oh, wait, I can't.
No, please.
I'd feel like a call girl.
You didn't do anything.
I'd feel like a bad call girl.
I want you to have it. I mean, think of it as a down payment on your art gallery. You deserve it. It's the best cab ride I ever had.
Oh, this is some tip. What would you have given me if I'd stayed the night?
Very sweet memory.
You're better off with $100.
I am so sorry. I had no idea. I'll kill you. I'm sorry.
I believe you. Good night.
Oh, good night. Good old 804.
Well, he sounds like he was some kind of great guy.
No, you did the right thing. The guy had to have a big flaw somewhere.
He did. Took no for an answer. It's your turn.
What, for a story? Oh, come on. I don't have any good ones. I mean, it's just the usual stuff, you know. Well, one time I had this contortionist who insisted on riding in the trunk. I had a woman one time with a head of lettuce. She thought it was live. She wanted me to ask it questions. I mean, you know, usual stuff.
Nothing unusual, huh?
Well, there was this one time in 804, but it was no big deal, actually.
I bet you this guy's got the best story of them all.
You bet.
It helps to get it off your chest.
Right. It goes like this. Well, it was a miserable night. It had just been snowing, and my bookings were real light. When I see this guy...
Hey!
Hi there, Methodist Hospital.
It's not an emergency or anything, is it?
No, we're having a baby, but no need to panic. Everything's cool.
Who's we?
Just a minute. Don't start the meter.
Okay.
You were right behind me on the stairs. What happened?
I lost you when you started taking two at a time. Hello?
Hi.
You can start the meter now. Don't drive too fast. We got plenty of time.
You sure?
Yeah, we're going natural. We've had the Lamaze classes. We know exactly what we're doing.
Going natural is so great because you know ahead of time what's going to happen. You don't have to worry anyway. With my pelvis, the doctor says I'm going to drop them like kittens. Mm-hmm. My mother was like that. Even my grandmother dropped them like kittens. My great-grandmother...
Drop them like kittens, that's enough.
She may be a little nervous. It's okay, that's why I'm here to keep her calm.
I made you a great peanut butter and jelly... Oh, here comes another one. Start timing.
Huh? Start timing her labor contractions. Length of the contraction, how often they occur, lets you know exactly which stage of the labor she's in. She's just in the latter part of the first phase of the first stage because the contractions are way, way apart, lasting about 20 seconds. Yeah. Later on, they'll be maybe 3 minutes or so apart and last about 60 seconds. Ultimately, the last couple of minutes be one right after the other. That's the third and final phase of the first stage. It's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm her coach. I give all the directions. Keeps her mind focused away from the pain that way.
Coach, huh?
Yeah, that's the name they give us. Yeah. I got the sack here, bag. I got a rolling pin tennis ball for back pain in case she needs a back rub. I got some can in case I get hungry. I do the breathing, too, right along with her. We share everything. This way she doesn't feel like she's having the baby alone.
Hey, listen, why don't you relax? Sit back there and have some candy.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not hungry. Maybe when I get to the...
Stop!
Me?
She means me. I stop timing the contraction.
Oh.
It's over now. I check to see how long it lasted. A minute and 10 seconds. Make a note of it. Pencil.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Here.
Huh?
A minute and 10 seconds in phase one.
Here comes another one.
You just had one.
Well, I'm having another one.
That's phase three. What happened to phase two? Stop.
I can't.
Now you him. Stop, Cap.
What for?
We skipped phase two. We're too late.
We're too late?
Holy gosh. She's having the baby with her. She's still contracting. This is it. This is the baby.
Hey, listen. I thought you were supposed to stay calm.
I thought we were supposed to have three phases, and look, she's still contracting. This is it. This is the baby.
All right, I'll try to stay calm now. You want me to get a doctor?
No, don't tell me. I feel sick.
What?
Pain. I feel faint.
Hey!
Do you breathing?
I can't. I feel nauseous.
Help him, please. Get him in the front seat.
Well, what about you?
Sorry, I got you
here. Here comes another one.
Keep breathe.
Where did he go? Hey, mister! Please, lady, look, give me a break, will you? Hey, what about her?
You'll have to take over.
Me?
Listen, no sweat. I can coach you from here and how to coach you back there. So
hey, come on. No kidding around now. You gotta go through this. Hey, come on. Shape up, fella, will you?
This happens to some men. Please don't blame him for it. Don't make him feel inferior.
Listen, lady, I'm a stranger. You don't want me. You want him.
She was a star pupil in her class. She'll take coaching from anybody.
Huh? Hey, where are you going? Come here. What are you doing?
Here, watch me like this.
Coach her. Don't let her coach you.
He's right.
You bet I am. Make sure she follows you.
Okay.
Make sure she follows you. You're the boss, remember. Have you got something to catch the baby?
Huh?
Use your coat. Make sure she's relaxed.
Yeah.
Don't let her muscles tense up.
Right.
Hold her hand.
You can't hold my hand. I need my hand.
I can't hold her hand. She needs a hand.
Forget her hand.
Hey, what are you doing?
Getting into position. It's coming. I can feel it.
Make sure she's at a 45-degree angle.
To what?
Are you pushing yet?
I didn't know I was supposed to
push. I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
Push. Are you pushing?
I'm pushing.
What's he doing?
He's doing fine.
What's wrong? What's wrong? Isn't she concentrating?
How should I know? Hey, why don't you call a doctor? Use the radio, will you?
Are you all right? Are you okay?
What is it? What I got?
Oh, my God.
You talk. Yeah.
Louis, Alex, Cab 804. Listen, you got trouble here. A lady's having a baby.
I never saw her before.
No, Louis. We're at 61st Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. Get a doctor, quick, will you, please?
It's coming. I can feel it.
Keep breathing.
It's
keep
here.
Pushing. Push.
Okay, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Just take it easy.
Oh,
just relax.
Please. Alan, watch. It's coming. I can feel it.
I can't.
Huh?
Alan, look.
I can't look, Ruth.
I'm going to remember this. You let a stranger deliver our baby. I'll never marry you now.
Ruth, don't. Ruth, please, don't be mad. I can't help it.
Yeah, come on, Ruth. This is no time to argue. Marry him if he wants to marry you.
Marry a man who won't even look at our baby.
All right. I'll look. But if I pass out. Oh, God. Look at that.
Now, take it easy. I got it.
Watch the shoulders now. Careful. Ruth, it's so beautiful. Easy now. Easy. You're almost home free. Ruth, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
Yeah.
Boy. I'll wrap him up. Don't cut the umbilical cord. Lay him on top of Ruth. He'll stay warm there. Hey.
Alan, look.
Hey. I'm a father. Ruth, I love you.
I love you, too.
Hey, congratulations.
I missed it, really. I don't know how to thank you for all this.
We don't have a name for him yet. What's your name?
Alex.
Maybe we'll just get you a bottle of scotch.
Hey, your bottle of scotch.
Dan, you worried I ain't it for you?
I took it upstairs. They're still gonna work on it.
Well, oh, vodka!
Right,
just tell me, how's it going?
Yeah, how's the call, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you cab 804.
Vodka!
The man's a genius! A genius!
Thank you very much.
Oh. Hey, can I be the first to drive it?
Hey, wait a minute. I don't want to be the first to drive it. I saved the guy's life in his car.
Hey, I saved my own life in this car.
Hey, I met my dream man in this car.
Hey, no, hold it, hold it. Now, just hold it.
I know you all have good reasons to want this car, but I think I got your beat. I brought a beautiful human being into the world in this cab.
When a man is right, a man is right.
Well, thank you, Louis. Thanks.
Oh, Alex?
Yes, Lila.
One thing. Be careful of steering. You know, sometimes you turn the go this way, when the car it go this way. Okay. Oh, and also,
yeah.
Brakes are really good now, except when it's wet or very dry.
Leave it to me.
Okay. Oh, and one also, Alex. Be sure, don't go over 25 miles per hour. Because if you do, transmission...
Oh, don't worry about it, Latka.
Okay, see you later.
Okay.
See you, Alex.
On reflection, I think I delivered that baby in 803.
Hey, guys! I think I made a mistake. What is this kid?
Right, Mr. Walters.